Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, fellow Shaw graduate. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing well, Tom. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me what's going on in the French Quarter with garbage.
Well, there's a lot going on in the French Quarter with garbage. Yesterday, I proposed legislation that would basically terminate the mayor's emergency declaration to allow Henry Consulting to be the sanitation service provider for the French Quarter. Excuse me. Basically, the mayor said there is an emergency in the French Quarter. There is no sanitation provider as of July 31st, August 1st. There won't be someone to pick up the trash. Therefore, she believes that that's an emergency, and she tried to allow Henry Consulting to start on August 1st. That's the emergency. Well, the problem is the emergency was started by the mayor. Early this year, late last year, IV Waste was selected in a low bid process to be the sanitation provider for the French Quarter.
Did you say low bid or no bid, Freddie? I just want to be clear.
Low.
Low bid. Okay,
L-O-W. Low bid.
Gotcha. Okay.
That contract extends until the end of the year. A couple months ago, the mayor, out the blue, decides to terminate that contract with City Torres. So that is the emergency that she is saying causes her to now give Henry Consulting the trash contract starting July 31st / August 1st. The same law that she is citing that gives her that ability also gives the city council the ability to terminate the declaration when we feel that there is no real emergency. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did yesterday. I stand firm with the people, the businesses, the visitors of the French Quarter, and saying we have a proven commodity in IV Waste. So we want to continue to have IV Waste play out this contract for the year, and we move forward from that. I don't understand what's the big rush. What's the sense of urgency to grant this contract to someone else when you have everyone saying, let's stay the course, let's stick with IV Waste, we like what we see, there is no one complaining. So I don't understand the knee-jerk reactions or the sense of urgency to change course.
I don't understand why the mayor didn't accept IV Waste or what her rationale is. And you're a lawyer, maybe you can walk us through this, or her rationale for saying that it shouldn't be IV Waste. Do you know where that's coming from at all?
I don't know. What I'm understanding is she believes that Henry deserves the contract because Henry was selected by the group that makes that selection. That the council is not involved in that selection process. Mm-hmm. However, this all started, I want to be very, very clear, this all started because Mr. Alvin Richards, who was the subcontractor, came to the council. We didn't go to him. Mm-hmm. He canceled the council and sat before the council and said, I'm being unfairly treated. This is documented. This is recorded in public record. I'm being unfairly treated as it relates to finances with Henry Consulting. I would like for the council to take a look at this. We did our own investigation.
The subcontractor went to the council. You didn't subpoena him. Yes. He went to the council and said, look, I'm being unfairly treated by, what's the name of the company?
Henry Consulting.
Henry Consulting, like, okay. And he asked the council to do what?
To investigate it, to step in and to look at it. That's what we did. We realized that certain things weren't adding up because you had Rich's disposal. They were going to be the subcontractor to pick up the trash in the French Quarter. Out the blue, he was switched for a Metairie-based company who didn't own pickup trucks, who was subbing their portion of the contract to a North Louisiana company. So the council said, none of this smells right. This is a bit fishy. We're going to have an emergency. The city should have an emergency contract to pick up trash in the French Quarter because we can't make heads or tails of what's really happening with this contract that was awarded to Henry Consulting. Steps in comes IV Waste. And they have been doing a great job starting January 1. And every step of the way, the mayor / administration has been doing things to try to halt the trash contract with IV Waste. Going against the wishes of everyone in the French Quarter, the visitors, the residents, the business owners, the employees, the street, the hospitality worker, mm-hmm. industry employees say, look, we never seen it this clean. So I just don't understand, and I'm doing my best not to speculate and connect dots, but I am human, so my mind questions certain things. What is the rush? But what I can tell you and the residents is that, and the business is that I'm going to stand firm in my position. This is not picking one side over the other. I have no personal relationship with anyone involved. I just see the need to continue with providing the French Quarter, which we all can agree is the economic engine of the state, with the best sanitation service that it can get. And right now, based off what I'm being told, based off what I see and what I smell, that is IV Waste.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. He does a lot of work with the youth in the city. I want to talk about something he's got coming up as well, in addition to the trash mess in the French Quarter. Although it's not a mess because IV Waste is doing a hell of a job. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, 751, 9 till 7, traffic, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Councilman Freddie King. As I mentioned, a Shaw graduate, as am I, Troy Duhon, Pat Connick. I got a lot of us hanging around. Freddie, one thing I admire you for is you're a successful guy. You're an attorney, and I don't want people to roll their eyes as I say this. You know what it's like to grow up as a young black man, and I don't think I do, or I don't think people of my ilk do. So tell me what it is that made you successful and what it is that you try to do with people that are young and black and growing up and facing immense challenges in the city.
Sure.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But Tom, several things that helped me become the man I am today. One is my father. Maybe the biggest influence is seeing my father go to work every day, take care of me and my siblings, coach at the local playgrounds, take care of his community. And that's one thing that I do to this day and that I do today. And mm-hmm. I think to be a man, you need to see a man. And that's why I do so much with kids. And that's just not me. I'm having an event later this month, but I'm inviting men in the city, not superstars, not athletes, not entertainers, just regular 9-to-5 hard working men who don't always, get in front of the cameras and beat their chests, tell them what they do. We're going to go to the Basin Street station, to the rooftop, and have a sit-down conversation with several young men in the city. I invite schools. I invite different mentoring programs to come out and share with these young men and tell them what the real side of being a man is, not with the social media shows, not with the television shows, but how it's not easy to get up every day and go to work, how it's not easy to go to undergrad, go to law school, go to medical school and put those countless human hours in to perfect your craft. Everything now is quick, fast, and easy. And my goal is just to show the young men, the young women, the young people in the city that anything working hard for, anything that comes easy is not worth it. Anything that takes time and hard work, you'll be rewarded in the end, and you'll be proud of yourself.
I don't mean taking anything away from the black community at all, but I'm beginning to wonder if we're not kind of getting away from that with everybody wanting everything so easy and seeing what's on TV and thinking that it's either lifestyles of the rich and famous or nothing, and that they don't realize that America is not about, you know, a luxury car, this, that, the other thing. America is about getting up every day, going to work, taking care of your family. Hopefully you can take a vacation every now and then if you can afford it. And that's just life in America. And like it or not, that is what reality is. That's the point you're trying to get across, is it not, Freddie?
That's the point I'm trying to get across. I'm a perfect example of that. My dad worked at LTI, Bridge City Juvenile mm-hmm. Jail, for 25 years. He worked. He would get up, bring me to school, go to work, or he would get up. He would come home from Bridge City, come to Algiers, pick me up, bring me to Marrero, and then go home, take a nap, and do it all over again. That's what a man does, you know, which we see on social media. It's a false representation of what life is like. And I just want to share that with those young men because they can easily fall in that trap, try to get the fast, quick money, and end up in jail.
Freddie, I appreciate your time and all your efforts to do. Quick word again about the Young Men's Breakfast Symposium. How do people get involved in it? With it?
They can reach my office. Give me a call, 504-658-1030, freddie.king@nola.gov. Give all the information that they need.
What number were you at, y'all? I'm just curious. What number did you wear?
I was number 92. Number 92, class of 02.
All right. Good thing it wasn't 67 because that was my number, and you would have had to have worn that with honor. I'm just kidding. Thank you, Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break, come back. Talk about West Nile virus and mosquitoes in St. Tammany Parish. Here we're going to spend some time talking with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, about LSU being a role on the recruiting trail. And then we'll wrap it up talking with Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Big Friday. Glad you're with us. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.